The drop in housewares sales late last year may signal the end of a white-hot period for the $67 billion industry. Still, there's little evidence an economic slowdown may be taking hold at the International Housewares Showcase being held in Chicago. The exhibit, which ends today, features thousands of pricey gadgets and smart appliances. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
If you want to find a better and faster way to cook a meal, wash the dishes, decorate your house, this is the place. 13.5 miles of aisles filled with the displays of more than 1,800 exhibitors from around the world. Lisa Casey Weiss, a spokesperson for the International Houseware Show, says the concept of home as a retreat has never been stronger.
We are spending an inordinate amount of time at home, more than we ever have before. And when we are home, we want it to be comfortable.
And convenient. So because Americans are eating at home more, some of the old standby products like slow cookers continue to increase in sales.
Slow cooking is back. It's huge.
Kelly Lockwood says Rivals Crock-Pot, 30 years old this year, is easier to use because it's programmable.
It's basically a timer. And I know that that sounds like a silly innovation, but trust me, no one else has it on their Crock-Pots. And it is a huge innovation for the Crock-Pot slow cooker.
Other innovations, indoor grills that don't smoke and are easy to clean, toasters that flip over and become toaster ovens, microwaves that defrost, cook food, brown it, and are easy to clean as well. Carrie Slattery says decorating the kitchen or any room can be just as convenient. She was pitching Wally's, a division of McCall Pattern Company.
Wally's are a pre-pasted wallpaper cutout. Then you wet the back of them, and you can stick them on any smooth surface for instant decorating. It's a hand-painted look. If you look around at the things that we have in here, it looks like all of these designs have been painted on by hand.
Don't like the design? Peel it off. Start all over. At the Homedics booth, it's all about comfort. Foot and back massagers hum. Driving the trend in the use of spa-related products, legions of people looking for ways to unwind. Lori Meixel demonstrated Homedics' bubble spa bath mat.
And when I press this button, all of a sudden, the tub fills with thousands and thousands of luxurious bubbles. And this is the low setting, and here I'm going to really crank it up for you.
Another trend, the use of color on household items where it's typically not used much. Steve Sarfati with Hamilton Beach says the blueberry, strawberry, tangerine, and lime colors chosen for some irons were first patterned after iMac computer colors.
And then they changed to some of the less fruity colors here, ruby, sage, and snow.
And not just irons, but other appliances have dressed up. GE unveiled a line of boldly colored compact refrigerators. LG Electronics' internet-connected refrigerator won't be sold in the U.S. until next year. Company official Sonny Morak demonstrated that in addition to connecting to the web, the refrigerator screen can be used as a message board for text and video messages.
For example, children, when you come home from school, would you clean up your room and take out the garbage? And then when they come home, they'll see that they have a message there. Touch the message button, hit the play button.
Now we will be recording a message. You say, for example, children, when you come home from school, would you clean up your room and take out the garbage?
If there's an economic downturn, there might not be much demand at first for a refrigerator that currently sells overseas for $10,000. Officials at the houseware industry say they are not worried, though, just cautious. And regardless of the economy, consumers will still need to furnish their houses, clean them, and cook.
That's all there is to it.
Voila! Perfect meals every time. That eliminates
Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.